Part 1. Chapter 1. Run. Population 1,143. By 9:30 in the evening on the final Tuesday in June, 1893, Deputy Sheriff Louis Stoltz had one fugitive in chains. He pulled his prisoner along a twisty shoulder of valley, the path lit by an almost full moon, until he reached a meadow studded with volcanic rock. At the field's far edge sat a white wooden cottage with one dark window on each side. Two men hid inside. A young Hawaiian named Kalua I Ku'ulau, known as Ku'ulau, crouched with his wife behind a boulder several yards from the cottage porch. "I hear something," Ku'ulau whispered to his wife Pi'ilani. They pressed into the stone, still warm from the sun. Across the meadow floated the sound of dragged links of iron. Ku'ulau nodded toward the path. "There are two of them," he told his wife. "Have courage. We may be going to die." Just then the cottage door burst open and two forms streaked through the night. One man, a Hawaiian named Kala, sprinted toward Deputy Stoltz. "You stand still," Stoltz shouted. He raised a rifle. "You take care. Stop now." Pi'ilani felt her husband shift and then stand. Ku'ulau started toward the deputy. A crude triangle formed in the moonlight. Louis Stoltz with his weapon trained on the unarmed Kala, and Ku'ulau standing between the two, covering the officer with a rifle of his own. Stoltz began to slide to his right, and as the standoff's geometry shifted, Ku'ulau moved to restore it. Stepping to his left, Ku'ulau's bare foot caught a branch and he stumbled. As he fell, the rifle discharged. "The reverberations of the gun sounded everywhere," Pi'ilani later wrote, "spreading the news of this terrible thing done on this unforgettable night." The bullet struck Stoltz just south of his ribcage, tearing through his stomach. "It hurts," he moaned, collapsing onto his back. In an instant, Stoltz's prisoner was upon him, cursing and striking the lawman with his iron cuffs. Ku'ulau called for him to stop, and the prisoner retreated. Pi'ilani clung to the boulder. Ku'ulau turned to her and said, "Run to the cliffs." Then another shout broke the quiet. The voice belonged to Pa'oa, the man whom Louis Stoltz had arrested earlier that day.